You are listening to Mission Audio's production of Anna and the King of Siam by Margaret Landon. This book is read by Anne Flosnick. This audio recording was produced in 2011 by Mission Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Mission Audio. This edition issued by arrangement with Margaret M. Langdon Trust. Originally published in English as Anna and the King of Siam, copyright 1943-1944 by Margaret Mortensen Langdon. All rights reserved. Please visit booksinaudio.com to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. To the memory of my sister Evangeline Mortensen Welsh. Her spirit burned away the flesh until its calm and lovely light became a beacon on the way, where pilgrims warmed their hearts at night. 1. Bangkok, 1862. The Siamese steamer Chao Phraya, most modern of the ships plying between Singapore and Bangkok, came to anchor outside the bar at the mouth of the river Chao Phraya. A troupe of circus performers were hanging over the rails, trying to catch the first glimpse of the country whose king had invited them to entertain his extensive family. Their trained dogs were barking and snarling at the two dogs belonging to the captain of the ship, George Orton, but Jip and Trumpet were disdainful and superior. Somewhat apart from the rough and laughing group, an Englishwoman was leaning against the rail. Her dress of lavender mull had a neat high collar and modest wrist-length sleeves. She was slender and graceful as she stood there with a light breeze.